First off, congratulations on the latest album and on the tour. I hope it's going well so far.
It's going beautifully, thank you.
So I want to go right to the tour because you've been so active and prolific as a singer and musician for decades now. How'd you come to the decision that this was the time to hang it up, so to speak?
Well, it's very simple, actually. Years ago, in my 30s, I was seeing a wonderful vocal coach, an older guy, and I just said one day, how will I know when it's time for me to stop singing? He said, your voice will tell you. And now I love my voice right now, and I love it on the album, and I'm having fun with it in the concerts. At the same time, it gets more and more difficult to maintain, and it deteriorates the way all our muscles do. And then, so the question for me is, how hard do I want to work on it? If I decide I want to go do a concert next Christmas, and I decide that now, that means I have to keep the voice going, which means a tremendous amount of vocal exercises and concentration in that field.
Tell me a little bit more about that. You know, what does that preparation entail?
So now, if I want to get ready to go do a single concert, it will mean I've had to do a daily kind of workout for the throat. But if I really wanted to, I mean, as it gets closer to the time of a concert or the tour, then I really have to sit down with the guitar and kind of really get serious about it. And that's the time-consuming part.
Right.
You know, it's a question of reinventing everything. You reinvent the vocal cords each time after some time has gone by. Reinvent every song so that it fits in this limited range. It's way more complicated than people would ever think.
So I'm curious about the structure of this tour because you're kicking things off in Selma tonight and you're spending a lot of time in the South. Was that a particular focal point for you to make sure to include the South on your last tour?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when we designed this farewell tour, I realized all of a sudden that we hadn't put the South in. And I'm sure it's because it's, you know, it's not lucrative. And so that's not where a management's mind would go. And I said, hey, wait a minute, you know, we're not doing the South. So when I made it clear that I want to, then, because it's important, it's part, you know, a huge part of my life back in the day, and it continues to be now, really. So, yeah, so that's when we started trying to find the appropriate places to go. Yeah, I mean, I hope I figure out the appropriate songs that I feel right with, and I also have to see what the public is like. I worked with King, and they were all black folk, but black folk don't come to my concerts, basically. You know, so it's a funny situation of feeling as though I'm dedicated to the movement, and at the same time knowing that it's a white audience of my fans.
And you mentioned working with Dr. King. Is there anything in particular you remember about performing in Alabama during that time, during the civil rights movement, that you'd like to share?
Well, I remember distinctly some of the things. When I sang at Miles College, the arrests were going on of those kids that same day in Birmingham. And I remember wanting to be there instead of at the school where I was singing, because when kids stay in school, they're more conservative than the ones who are out getting arrested. However, after a wild ride, this driver who told me to get down on the floor in the back of the car and came to the college, and then, you know, people still come up and say that they were there when we all sang We Shall Overcome Together, and white people were holding hands with black people, which had really never happened before. So, you know, I kind of did what the Lord had planned for me to do and was happy to have been there.
Well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate your time, and I wish you all the best of luck with this tour and going forward.
Thank you very much.